Although many of us strive to be the best dad we can be, many physicians struggle with finding balance between their life at home and their life at work. This is the Imperfect Dad MD podcast, the show where we discuss topics involving our minds, bodies, beliefs, relationships at home, and upping our game with our business practices and financial knowledge to better improve our role as dad in the lives of those around us. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, physician, husband, father to two boys, and self-proclaimed imperfect dad. Join me as I learn to raise my own imperfections within all these topics. Now, let's get to today's discussion. Hello and welcome to the Imperfect Dad MD podcast. I am your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, and today's episode, I'm going to focus on the dads of the Marvel universe, and I'll explain why here in a minute. Now, if you've been listening the last month, you recognize that I've been talking about that I'm going to be speaking at the White Coat Investor Conference coming up in February of 2022 in Phoenix, Arizona. That is February 9th through the 12th. So if you have not signed up for that and you're planning on doing it, right now is literally the last time you can do it. I don't know if the registration is going to be open much past Thanksgiving. So if you're listening right now and you want to do it, go sign up. You're not going to have any other time to do that. So there's a link for that in the show notes. This week, I also got to speak at the Marriage and Money MD conference by Dr. Brent Lacey. Super fun time, really great people there. I think there still might be an opportunity to go in and be able to register to get access to all the talks. So this week is going to be my last week. I'll leave the link for that in the show notes as well. So if that is something you're still interested in, if it's something you're trying to work on your marriage, kind of working on your spouse with how you guys deal with your finances, those types of things, it's a really great conference. A lot of awesome speakers there. It is worth 20 CME credits for category one. So if that's something you want as well, that's important. Go check that out. I will leave a link for that. But this is the last time I think I can do it. So if you miss it, sorry, you missed it. So why am I talking about the dads of the Marvel universe? Well, if you know me, I have an 8 and a 5-year-old, and we haven't been allowing, I guess, them to watch many of the Marvel movies. If you go back, I talked with Dr. Christopher Chu about this a few weeks ago, and I don't know why we've been a little bit hesitant to let the boys watch some of these movies. I don't know if we think that there's too many adult themes or what exactly for them, but you know, you have to kind of go back and realize that, hey, a lot of this stuff just kind of goes over the head. They don't understand it. And so we decided, since we have the Disney Plus subscription, and with Shang-Chi coming out, we decided to allow them to watch it. Now, it wasn't supposed to happen so soon, but the other night I had not seen it, and so I stayed up late and watched it down on our main level. And during that time, our 8-year-old woke up with a bloody nose, came downstairs, saw me watching it, and I had to tell him I was watching it to make sure they were okay to watch it so that he wouldn't try to stay up and watch it with me. And so then I kind of had tied myself into the situation of, okay, now I have to let them watch it, which I was totally fine with them watching it anyways. So we watched the movie, and there's obviously a lot of themes between Shang-Chi and his dad. Now, if you haven't seen the movie, I'm not going to try to spoil the whole thing for you, but at the same time, I'm going to talk about it, just like I'm going to talk about some of these other Marvel dads and their movies, because it's such an interesting theme. When you think about it, you think about this dad figure for a lot of these superheroes. How does it influence who do they become? And I think as a parent and as a dad especially, our kids a lot of times see us as a superhero. You know, there are times when our 5-year-old will kind of walk up to me, he'll give me a hug, and he says, "Daddy's my hero." And of course, it melts my heart and makes me feel special. I also recognize that he's saying it without recognizing anything I do, but that's okay because I'm his hero, right? And I think a lot of times we want our kids to emulate us in different ways. And when you look at these Marvel Universe dads, they theoretically either influence their sons to emulate them or totally avoid being that same person. So let's look at some positive figures within the Marvel Universe, and why are they positive? So you look at the Tony Stark character and his dad. And his dad was a great inventor, started Stark Industries. It's hard to get the grasp on how their relationship was. It seems like his dad was working a lot, so maybe Tony didn't get to hang out with his dad as much. But I believe that drove Tony to want to prove to him that he was worth his time, maybe. And that led to Tony being Tony. So we don't get a huge point of that backstory. We do get to see a little bit of it during the endgame part when they go back in time and Tony sees his dad, and there's obviously a bond, a connection there, and Tony's recognizing what he missed and his dad. So there's that. So did that drive Tony to be a better person in the end? Possibly. You look at Captain America. Captain America didn't have a father figure, so at least that we saw. So I'm not going to cover that. Thor. Thor's a big one. You know, why is Thor important? Well, a lot of these movies follow very similar, I guess, not scripts, but roadmaps, right? And part of that roadmap with these kids and their father figures is the whole concept of the prodigal son, right? The son's hot-headed. The son wants to just go and party, hang out, leaves to go to do their own thing, and then they come back a smarter and better version of themselves. The father welcomes them back in open arms, and everything's going well. So when you look at this whole prodigal son analogy with Thor, right, early in the Thor series, Thor is a partier. He is a hothead. He thinks he can just conquer everything and that the Asgardians should rule everybody. And Odin has to basically teach him, no, you can't do this. And it gets to where Thor makes a really big mistake with the Frost Giants, and Odin basically banishes him. And when that happens, Thor grows. He becomes a better person. He becomes a better hero. He becomes worthy to wield Mjolnir, which is his hammer, and he makes his way back to Asgard, and his father welcomes him back with open arms and grants him the title of basically being the king in Herit. So that's Thor's character, right? And what did we learn from that? You have a father figure who wants his son to learn something, and he kind of has to do it in a harsh way to get him there, but it works, ultimately. Now, that doesn't always work. And let's look at then the whole Shang-Chi movie and the Ten Rings. What does that movie tell us about this dad figure? You know, for Shang-Chi, his dad lived 1,000 years, owner of the Ten Rings, which made him basically immortal, super powerful. And it's almost like his dad's searching for something, right? All through his life, he's conquesting, you know, earning money, doing this, doing that, gaining power. And it's almost like it's never enough for him. He's like, he's looking for that one thing that's going to basically make his life feel worthwhile. And I think as dads, as physicians, you know, I think we can sometimes kind of relate to that in a way, because sometimes it feels like things aren't always worthwhile, right? Or things aren't enough, or what's the next thing? What's the next thing? And it's hard to just be content with what you have. So in this movie, Shang-Chi's dad, which is named Wenwu, finally meets Shang-Chi's mother in this forbidden hidden village. And he falls in love with her. They fall in love together. And she gives up everything, right? She gives up her whole past, her whole history, her whole people to be with him. And because of his past, he's not allowed to live in their village. So she goes back with him to his house, but she gave up something. And so he gives up at that time, the 10 rings. He puts them away. He doesn't wear them. And he says, I finally found something worth growing old for. And that was this woman. And through her, he had a family. And you see these flashbacks of their family being extremely happy. And you see these flashbacks of them playing with their kids, interacting with their kids, doing all these fun things that you'd hope to see with a happy family. And everything seems to be going well until tragedy occurs. Again, if you haven't seen Shang-Chi, I'm sorry, I'm going to ruin the movie for you. So if you really don't want to listen, you just stop listening now, because I'm going to give you some spoilers here. But the mother gets killed by a rival gang. Now, the dad hasn't been in the, you know, gang business for a while, but this rival gang hasn't forgotten. They come to the house and they essentially kill her. And as soon as that happens, Wenwu, the dad, goes basically into a rage. Now, he had two choices here. He could have learned to continue doing what his then-deceased wife taught him to do, was to love. Don't worry about power. Don't worry about this and that. Embrace what you have around you, basically. That was one choice. Or the other choice is pick up those 10 rings and go get some revenge. And of course, if you've seen the movie, you know he went his route too. and he puts on the 10 rings. And not only that, but he takes his young son with him to watch him get this revenge. And during this, he looks at his young son and says, a blood debt must be paid with blood. So he's teaching his son about revenge. And he's hoping to teach his son to basically be an assassin and take these people out later in life. And it goes through the whole story of that. And that was an interesting thing because, you know, as the story was going on and we're watching this movie with my kids who are 8 and 5, there were a couple times I stopped and paused the movie and said, okay, what do you think about that? Let's talk about that. And this was one of those moments, you know, when Wu takes out revenge on some people, gets some information, and then decides to just kill the last guy, basically. And then he gives, and he says, a blood debt must be paid with blood, basically. And so we paused it there. And I looked at my kids and I said, do you understand what he's talking about? And they're like, well, no, not really. And I was like, well, he's talking about revenge. And I was like, do you know what revenge is? And my 8-year-old was like, oh yeah, I know, but our 5-year-old didn't. So I said, revenge means when somebody does something mean to you, you do something mean back to them. And I looked at him and I said, is that okay? And he goes, oh no, that's not okay. And so we talked a little bit about why what his dad was doing was not right. But then as the story goes on, you see how he's training his son to become this fighter, this killer, essentially. And what you figure out is that this his father figure has now gone back to his old ways of desiring power, of desiring conquest, of being the best at things. And he's forgotten about the one thing that made him a better person. And that was in his wife and his family. He forgot about his family. And it's kind of this idea of when is enough enough, right? When is everything you have enough for what you have? And so as the movie's progressing, you're seeing this whole situation. Now, again, I don't want to get into ruining movies, but again, if you haven't seen it, I'm sorry, I'm going to talk about it. The whole concept comes up to where the father thinks he's going to try to go rescue his dead wife. And he's too blinded by his rage and his revenge and everything that he's willing to burn everything down around him to get there. Whereas his kids are telling him, you got to stop. This doesn't make any sense. You're basically crazy for doing this. And at one point, Shang-Chi is fighting his dad and says, when mom died, your family needed you, but you chose the rings instead. And he's basically telling him, you had a choice. You had your family or you had power, and you chose power. And I think that's a really important thing to think about as a dad, is we have to look at our daily lives. Now, it's not going to do with 10 rings and power like this, but we have to look at it and ask ourselves, when we make choices about how we spend our time, how we spend our day, the decisions we make after work, are those choices for our family? Or are those choices a selfish choice for myself? Am I making a decision that I feel like is bettering my relationship with my kids and my spouse? Or am I making a decision that is solely for me? Now, sometimes you're going to make some decisions for yourself. You know, you have your mental health you need to take care of. You have things that you're going to want to do that are fun for you. But there's also going to be times when you had an obvious choice and choosing something over your family can have very detrimental effects the more you do it. And I think as parents, it's something important we have to decide. So ultimately, this movie runs the typical superhero course of it all. And I'm not going to get into it, but I think that's such an important dad moment when you're looking at those concepts, when you're looking at how Shang-Chi related to his dad and really how his dad molded him to the person he became. Now, it's difficult, though, too, here, right? Because had his dad not trained Shang-Chi in these fighting techniques and assassins, he would never be this Marvel superhero Shang-Chi in the Ten Rings type of character. So you want to call it like a catch-22, double-edged sword, whatever terminology you want to use. It's interesting because had his dad not done that, we wouldn't be in the scenario we're in now in the movies. But would we just be in a better place? Would things be better with where they were before? Who knows? Had the mother lived, would they be in a better situation? Had the crisis that occurred ever occurred? Had they ever had to have dealt with it? Who knows? We don't know. The choices we make lead to ultimately the decisions that happen and what happens in our world and in our lives. And I think you can't always go back, right, and think about what did I do that led me down this path? Well, shoot, I shouldn't have done that. I should have gone the other route. Well, regret's one thing, but regret is just a memory. And you can't make changes after you've made that decision. And so when you look at this movie, a lot of things led up to where they got to, and neither Shang-Chi or his dad could go back. But in the end, they both made a choice. I'll leave that there, because if you haven't seen the movie, I guess I don't want to ruin all of it for you. But I think that was an important topic. And I think that was an important concept to talk about, not only, you know, here talking about dad life, but talking about with our kids too. And so I do think these movies have really good talking points for them. Now, you can get into other father situations like Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and how Star-Lord's dad is basically some intergalactic god and is just basically trying to take everything over. That's a little different. I don't think there's a lot to learn from that other than Star-Lord killed his dad. Sorry, you know, newsbreaker there. I don't think that probably molded him other than the fact that he was always kind of this orphan-like character and molded his character to who he was at the time of the movies. So that's probably not a great example. Trying to think about other characters. I mean, you have Hulk, no father figure that we talk about. You have a lot of orphans within the Marvel universe. And so they don't all have these father characters. And some of them had some very tumultuous backgrounds before they became heroes. Some very not great backgrounds before they became heroes. Which speaks to the idea of redemption and those kind of things. But I think in a lot of these topics, you get this whole prodigal son scenario. And I think with Shang-Chi, it presented itself initially as a prodigal son type of movie, with where he goes back to his father's compound and everybody's celebrating this, and his dad saying, with you here by my side, we can save your mom who's in this situation. But it didn't turn out that way. And so I do think the messages are important, not just for our kids, but for ourselves. And they're important to talk to, but also think about as a parent and asking yourself, what are the decisions that you're making that's molding your child? And when you make those decisions, is it just for you or is it for the people around you? I hope that all makes sense, but I thought it was a great topic to talk about, so I wanted to talk about it. Now, coming up, I'm going to be having another talk. I'm going to be having an interview coming up here. We may talk about The Mandalorian. I'm not sure yet. We may get into some Star Wars talk. We'll see. That might not be for a few weeks, but just keep an eye out for that one. So that's another one I like to talk about. All right. But remember, guys, we're all learning here. We're all learning every day. We're all making imperfect decisions when it comes to parenting. I know I'm not perfect with my choices. Every day I'm trying to make something a little bit better, as should you be. But that's okay, because that's what life is, right? So embrace that imperfection. We'll see you next time.
My dad, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, is a pediatrician, father, and husband. The information provided in this podcast is not meant to be medical advice and is for your education and entertainment only.